The economy suffered a 32.9% plunge during the second quarter.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its advanced estimate of the U.S. economy's second quarter growth, and it showed a devastating 32.9% drop in the GDP calculated at annual rates. To get a feel for this, the second quarter collapse was four times worse than the worst quarter of the Great Recession. And the Great Recession was the worst performance of the GDP since 1941. Personal consumption expenditures, which constitute almost 70% of the GDP, dropped by 35%. Interestingly enough, the largest cut in personal expenditures was in spending on healthcare, which was caused by a large number of people postponing or canceling elective and even regular healthcare visits. We also cut back on spending on recreation. Hotels and restaurants also saw devastating cutbacks in consumer expenditures. But the cutbacks were not just limited to services. Contrary to what many of us think, the splurges on internet shopping did not entirely replace our regular shopping. Consumers cut back spending on clothing and footwear by almost half. And of course, since most of us were staying at home, we cut back on buying cars to a tune of 3.5 million annually, and of course had less need to purchase gasoline. We use gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on the U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the internet. The second quarter's largest drop was in private domestic investment, which fell by $516 billion. This accounts for a little less than a third of the entire decline. In the case of investment, it is not only the initial effect of less spending that impacts the economy. But more importantly, it is the stream of future income and employment which would be lost due to decline in investment. If it wasn't for the $1 trillion stimulus package deployed in April, the economy would have been in a seriously worse place than it is now. However, stimulus packages, as effective as they are, have consequences. The deficit is rising at magnitudes higher than before, and the Fed is pumping tons of money into the economy. And despite what we can see as the long-term consequences of these actions, they are absolutely needed to prevent an economic collapse on top of a pandemic, and to provide the economy the opportunity to face those issues in the years to come. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.